to a ministry in the Middle East, the continued fighting may become a war of attrition. Ministry in Haiti is threatened from internal pressures, and a new campus will assist greater outreach in Southern Africa. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Israel is pushing deeper into Lebanon, even as the international community gathers to work a solution stemming the violence. Sat7's Debbie Brink says their team is still in place.
The things that are affecting are the blockades. You can't get from place to place very easily. There's not very much fuel. We aren't able to use our broadcast van at the moment.
But no one knows how long they'll be able to hold out safely.
The longer that it does go on, the more we're going to have to think about those contingencies. And we may need to relocate some people from Beirut over to our studios in either Cairo or Cyprus. But that's going to be very difficult because they're nationals. They're not going to want to leave without their families.
That's a worst-case solution and a decision the ministry's leaders are loath to make. Brink says their staff is faithful to sharing the hope of Christ, as are the other believers in the country.
Aid is coming through the Christian community, and they're seeing the Christians as the people that can help, and that's really encouraging. And we're broadcasting that in our weekly live program that we are uplinking from Beirut. But people around the Arab world are seeing Christians in action.
Next, the U.S. Department of State says Haiti remains under a travel warning because of continued instability in Port-au-Prince. However, the political unrest has not spread to Cap Haitien, where For Haiti with Love is headquartered. And that's a relief, says For Haiti's Eva DeHart.
Outside, everything is working beautiful for us. God is opening new doors for contacts and help for Roseland, lowering the prices of some of the things that we have to buy, which in turn lets us help more people.
However, DeHart says the death of ministry founder Don DeHart has provided a challenge in unexpected ways.
Everything is going wonderfully and being blessed on the outside of our headquarters, but the staff on the inside is resistant to change, and the loss of Don is affecting the staff, and they're just not adapting very well.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In many prisons across the United States, Crossroad Bible Institute is being talked about. As prisoners go through the Bible study and discipleship curriculum, they tell other inmates. CBI is seeing a major increase in Spanish-speaking enrollments, and it's a good problem to have because it means that more inmates are hearing about the love and freedom found in Christ. But they desperately need more Spanish-speaking instructors to help with correcting the lessons. Elsewhere, this summer, thousands of children across Russia and Central Asia are having fun and hearing God's word at summer camp. Slavic Gospel Association helps local churches put on these summer camps, and SGA's Joel Griffith says it's a significant outreach.
It's really had quite a dynamic impact, not only in the lives of needy children, but also when the children themselves encounter Christ, they often turn out to be the best witnesses for the gospel in their own families. The families see the differences that are made in the lives of their children, and that gets them curious, and the parents end up investing. Investigating it, and frequently they're drawn into the church as well.
They're experiencing a large shortfall in funding this year, and Griffith says it's very important for churches to maintain and continue this outreach.
It really is a vital thing that we try to have those resources in place to enable them to meet the goal that they want to reach, and hopefully we're praying that they won't have to turn any children away because the funds aren't there.
And in Africa, Book of Hope continues to extend its reach to affect the destinies of thousands of children and youth. This month, Book of Hope will open a new international campus in South Africa. It'll be the base of ministry for participants in Book of Hope's Nomad Team Internships. The new campus will enable teams to help build and strengthen Book of Hope's programs in several countries in Southern Africa. If you'd like information on opportunities to serve, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB World Radio is making available the CD First Fruits, classical guitar music that'll take you on a musical journey with the Lord Jesus. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's music that'll provide a great background for your quiet time. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.